Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
Why does it have to be wrong or right?
Why does it have to be one way or the other? Won't somebody please, please tell?
Well, of course, Joel Osteen is a celebrity in his own right, and he is a best-selling author. I think he's on probably his third bestseller. His latest is a Christmas book. And of course, when you write books like this and you publish with the kind of profit that his books generate, you're going to go on television. It isn't the first time he's been on The View. You know The View. It's a morning talk show with Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg and several other ladies. I don't mean to disrespect them by not remembering their names. Five ladies sit at a table. They drink coffee. They talk about this and that. And they have some controversial conversations. Maybe you remember recently, Bill O'Reilly was on The View, and a couple of the hosts actually walked off the set in the middle of taping the show because there was a controversial subject that was brought up and some disagreement. Well, Joel Osteen was recently on The View. If you don't know who he is from his books, Your Best Life Now, Become a Better You, his new Christmas book, he's the pastor of the largest megachurch in the United States. If you've turned on television on Sunday morning, you've probably seen him because he also has a television program that is beamed via satellite all over the world. He's a big deal, and he was on The View. What we're going to do here for the remainder of this first hour is we're going to let you listen to Joel Osteen's latest appearance on The View and what the ladies had to say, what Joel had to say, and then I want your reaction. It's audio, open lines, issues, etc. live this Wednesday, November the 17th. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also react via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's get to the audio. We'll listen, and then we'll get your reaction to Joel Osteen's most recent appearance on The View.
People losing their jobs and their homes in this bleak economy may not feel much like celebrating this holiday season, but Pastor Joel Osteen offers his message of hope in his new book, The Christmas Spirit. Please welcome Pastor Joel Osteen.
Thank you.
Welcome, Pastor.
Thank you.
So, you know, your book, The Christmas Spirit, it's filled with these uplifting and inspiring stories. But, you know, right now it's not happy times for a lot of people because we think of Christmas as, you know, we want to give gifts to those we love. And a lot of people cannot afford to do that. So, you know, how do you keep people uplifted?
Sure.
In this season?
You know, sure. I think it is a difficult time. And I think you have to get past where it's not so much the gift, it's not so much the food that we're going to remember, it's the time that you spend together. You know, you can give the gift of a smile, you can give the gift of your time. You know, a lot of people are out of work and they're lonely, they don't have a big family. I encourage people to go out and do something good for somebody else.
That's right.
Because when you give of yourself, that's when you truly feel fulfilled.
And donate money. I mean, donate Absolutely. Money and things.
I'm telling you, and again,
if you don't have
money as well, you can donate. I just find when you go out and help somebody else, you get your mind off yourself and you start to feel that fulfillment.
That's you have said though that God wants people to be prosperous. Maybe a little more help.
Well, you know, Barbara, when we say prosperous, I believe prosperity is about having good families and good health and about having peace in your mind.
You also talk about wealth.
Well, I think that's a part of it. And I do believe that, I mean, Christianity started with Abraham. He was the wealthiest man in all the Bible back then at that time. But we know that
Jesus didn't have money.
No, it's not everybody.
He was poor.
Jesus had money.
No, he did not have money. He was born in a manger. I don't think that's high real estate.
He was born in a manger because there was no room for him to sleep in the inn. Is why he was born in a manger.
Reading your book, one of the things that...
Sorry about that.
One of the things that...
All right, there's a lot of crosstalk there, but you know what's kind of interesting that he's there to promote his Christmas book. I think it's called The Spirit of Christmas or something like that. And they do want to know about his theology. He is one of the most popular prosperity gospel preachers, and I think it's a legitimate question to ask Pastor Osteen, and that is, you know, Jesus was not a wealthy man. Even by his own accounting, he was not a wealthy man. Abraham, yes, he was fabulously wealthy, as many other saints in the Old Testament were. But Jesus and his disciples forfeit a lot of that. He doesn't really answer that question. Of course, as we listen, there are the questions that Pastor Osteen doesn't really want to answer.
Listen, I'm going to help you. One of the things you talk about is that your father used to say, well, I can't do it. I want you to do it. And the whole family does it. What did he used to do?
Well, when he drank coffee from early in the morning, he would take his first sip of coffee and he'd let out a long ah, and he'd go, ah.
No,
like
you
that.
Did it bigger than that.
Well, I don't want to sound goofy, but he'd take a sip and he'd just go, ah.
Ah.
And so as little kids, we grew up drinking coffee and saying our ahs as well.
You know,
I'm sorry, I just wanted to ask you a controversial subject, although I know you try to stay away from controversy. But the last time you were here, you said that homosexuality is not, and I'm quoting you, God's best. And recently a pastor of an evangelical church in Georgia named Jim Swilley came out and said that he's gay. He's married, he has children, but he's gay. What's your feelings about that?
We'll get Joel Osteen's answer to that question on the other side of the break. It's a good question, too, because they're referencing, it was a rather controversial appearance on The View. Pastor Osteen saying, well, homosexuality isn't God's best. What does that mean? And what does it mean when there's a prominent megachurch pastor? This one from near Atlanta, we talked about him on Audio Open Lines a couple weeks back on Issues, etc., comes out and says, I'm Christian, I'm gay. Now, I want your reaction to Joel Osteen's appearance on The View. There's more to come on the other side of the break. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. It's Wednesday afternoon, November the 17th. 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. Or leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. More of Joel Osteen on The View and your reaction after this. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org, click support, and publicize your congregation to the world.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. A little bit of Audio Open Lines. Your reaction to Joel Osteen's appearance on The View yesterday. The subject of homosexuality came up. We'll get to his answer to Barbara Walters' question about it not being God's best, to use Joel Osteen's terms. I want your reaction to this. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Give us a call with your reaction. You can email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
You said that homosexuality is not, and I'm quoting you, God's best. And recently a pastor of an evangelical church in Georgia named Jim Swilley came out and said that he's gay. He's married, he has children, but he's gay. What's your feeling about that?
Well, first off, Barbara, I should finish that sentence. I should make it clear. I don't think it's God's best for your life. I don't think it's not God's best making us. As far as that pastor is concerned, I don't know that individual situation. I believe the scriptures teach us that a pastor in leadership like that is not going to stay in a Christian church like ours. But I don't know if he's, you know, whether he should come out or not. I believe maybe being open.
But if he's in a Christian church, should he get out of the Christian church if he's gay?
You know, I think that's totally up to him. I don't know. I mean, the main thing, Barbara, is we are four people. Sometimes we get stuck on
a week. It's not a choice, Pastor. It's not a choice, and therefore I don't think that God would look askance at homosexuality in that way, because it's not a choice. They're born this way. People are born this way. They are what they are.
Well, I think that's...
And so the Christian churches should embrace that notion.
Well, you know what, Joe?
You wouldn't reject somebody who had a deformity.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Or something else.
You know, I think the thing, George...
Say it's a deformity, but there are other things that are embraced.
But if you came to our church, Joy, you would see people from all walks of life. We don't have a sign at the door, no gays, no drunkards, no people on drugs. We're for everybody.
Well, Pastor,
and so we're not against people. We're helping them to
become... But when you say that the Bible is against gays, that makes people get bullied and bad things happen to people because of what people say about that.
Well,
it's terrible.
I think the difficulty, Joy, is we're not for bullying. I mean, if you follow our ministry at all, we're for uplifting people. But there's the scripture that we can't necessarily change.
I have a question, because I really believe that God said very clearly, no one else can judge you but me. If you have an issue, if something's going on, you don't need to hear what anybody else says. Come to me and I will forgive you. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
Whoopi. I was just going to say that many people forget that this Christmas, they think it's just about giving gifts. We also talk about the birth of Jesus. When you were growing up in your home, that was really important. What was that Christmas spirit like when you were growing up in your home? Look at you.
You know, when we were growing up, our home was filled with love. And every Christmas season, we would sleep in the den together, five of us kids, the night before on Christmas Eve and get up and have Christmas together with our family. And so, you know, I just think it's important that we make good memories, because that's what we're going to take with us, more so than the gifts and the food and all that.
Whoopi, finish your question.
I just wondered, only because, you know, I know it shocked people that I would even know this. But don't you believe that God, in his infinite wisdom, created us all as individuals and gave us enough intelligence to go to him for those answers that we sometimes look to people on earth for? And so do you think that in God's infinite wisdom, because he doesn't make mistakes.
That's
God
right.
Doesn't make mistakes. So clearly he made folks who are gay and straight and out. And shouldn't we, as Christians and Jews and all the other religions,
Muslims,
say, okay, if this is what God put out, who am I to judge it? What do you think?
Well, I'm 100% on you, Whoopi, in that we are not to judge other people.
Excellent.
And I believe that God has made every person as a child. He's breathed his life into them. I think there's decisions that we all make that, you know what, how we choose to live our life is important. I do think, you know, as a Christian, I believe that God's word is inspired, and that's where we get our values.
I want to say one more thing about you, which I think is great. You gave the opening prayer for the newly elected lesbian mayor of Houston, okay?
Right.
So, obviously, you're not... The person to...
You're not the person that we're talking about.
But did you get any flack for that?
Sure we do. We get flack either side, whether you do or don't. But again, it shows the heart of who we are is to uplift people and to love everybody. Jesus said, you'll know my disciples when you love each other.
Right.
And so we're not here beating everybody down.
I got to say, you're the only person that come to this table and we talk so softly like this the entire time. Wow, you need to come more often.
With the stars.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Wow.
You do have to admit, Joel Osteen, in his own kind of aw shucks, Gomer Pyle-ish kind of way, is slick. He's slick. I'm not just talking about how he looks. I'm talking about his ability to kind of turn the question. They had some very serious questions for him. Did he answer it, any of them? How would you have answered them? How do you react to Joel Osteen's answers to the pointed questions about homosexuality, God's judgment, forgiveness? Does God make people gay? Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or just give us a call right now, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. James in Sappington, Washington says, throw Joel Osteen into the view, and out comes this golden calf. I didn't even recognize the Jesus they quoted from their imaginary scriptures. Very clever. James, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Washington. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Jim in Morton, Illinois says, who am I to judge? We need to love everybody just as they are without asking them to repent and change. Wait, you're a pastor? I expect you to judge. Way to evade the tough questions, Pastor Osteen. And why are non-denominational churches booming? Did The View have Osteen function as a straw man in order to push the pro-gay and universalist agenda? That's a good question. I think they wanted to talk to him about the controversy stirred up with his last appearance, and he managed to get through it smelling like a rose and not really answering any of their questions. Let's see. Daniel in Iowa City says, why can't they have real theologians instead of real idiots answering the tough questions? There isn't one intelligent thing Mr. Osteen said in this interview. What's most disappointing is that the women on the show have a more consistent and defensible theology than Joel Osteen does, though I certainly don't agree with it. Pitting their positions against a theological nincompoop like Osteen is an all too easy victory for the ladies of the distorted view. Well, I noted that as well, Daniel, that the ladies seemed to hold faster to their convictions, even though I believe them to be wrong. They seemed to hold faster to their convictions than Pastor Osteen held to his, except for let's not offend anybody, let's not bully anybody, let's just love and affirm everybody. Kevin in Ohio says, it's always amazing that the fall into sin is completely ignored in these discussions. Yes, see, what they were dancing around was the sin question, wasn't it? A word that no one in the conversation used. And, you know, if you don't use the word sin, you don't need a savior in there, which is probably why Jesus was absent as well. Let's see. Eric in St. Louis says, works, righteousness, prosperity, gospel, dancing around important issues. Maybe Joel needs to spend less time writing books and more time studying the scriptures outside a glance. It seems that he was 4+ years ago that he said, preaching the law isn't his thing. My summation. The Christian should embrace current life choices. So how I live my life dictates what I believe in the Bible, and not the Bible dictates how I live my life. I think my head hurts and my heart mourns for the lost souls that listen to this and assume that any of these five misguided souls are authoritative. On another note, why is The View or Joel Osteen talking about the things they obviously don't know about? It's a good question, Eric, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Michelle has this to say. One, they ask him about Christmas in hard times and he fails to mention Christ. Two, they move on to homosexuality and he can't speak of sin and forgiveness. Three, I think it speaks volumes of his lack of proper teaching when the women of The View agree with him. This was very sad, disgusting interview. Michelle, thank you very much for listening as well. You say, how can it be that the most successful, numerically, the most successful pastor in the United States, in terms of the numbers he draws to his church every week, could have so little to say on not only the subjects of the day, but so little to say of conviction? How he could get through an interview, and Jesus is mentioned once, but only in connection to the fact that Jesus didn't have the kind of money Joel Osteen says Christians ought to have. That they could talk about the sin of homosexuality, or any sin for that matter, without, you know what, if he didn't want to come out and just say it's a sin, he could have at least said, you know, some people have that sin, I have mine. I'm not tempted toward homosexuality, but some are. But the things towards which I am tempted, the sins I commit, there's only one answer. And it's not in being affirmed. It's not in making up excuses like God made me this way. It's not in saying only God can judge you and no one else can judge you. The only answer to my sin, would that Joel Osteen could just say this. The only answer to my sin is a sinless Savior, Jesus Christ, who gives forgiveness to every sinner who believes in him. Is that difficult to say? Of course, this is how the math works. If you don't want to talk about sin, then you're going to give the kind of answers that Pastor Osteen gives to the ladies on The View. And if you don't want to talk about sin, even more tragically than whiffing on the subject of homosexuality, if you don't want to talk about sin, you can't talk about Jesus and his sinless life, his substitutionary death, and the salvation he won for us at the cross, which explains why Joel Osteen didn't talk about Jesus on The View, and he doesn't talk a lot about Jesus and his cross at his church either, which also explains why he's so popular. We'll be back with Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.